Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jenny, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we are conducting a shared public opinion survey in your community, and I'd like to get your opinion. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household? Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, thank you. I was just wondering if you or any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
Nope.
All right. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
Definitely going to vote?
Yep.
Thank you. Which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
Neither.
Okay. Would that be independent?
Or
a different? Okay. Thank you. What is your main racial background? Is it white, Hispanic, African-American, Asian?
African-American.
Thank you. What is your age?
Turn right on the southwest
122th
course. Then turn right on the southwest 120th.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say that things in City of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
At the south side, turn right on the southwest 135th course.
Who knows?
Okay, if you had to choose. As of right now, how do you see things going on?
It's not going in the right direction, for sure.
I'm sorry?
It is not going in the right direction.
Thank you. From the following list. I'm sorry. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on the most to help you and your family? Growth and overdevelopment, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, traffic and congestion, property insurance costs, corruption in the city government, affordable housing, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency.
Healthcare.
I'm sorry, is it healthcare?
Yep.
All right. From the list that I just gave you, which one do you think they should focus the most to help you and your family?
Inflation.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. So what is your opinion regarding Miguel Gavela? Is it very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
No, no. No. Never heard of him.
Never heard of him, okay. How about Joe Carollo?
Unfavorable.
Would that be very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. How about Keon Hartman?
Don't know.
Okay. Daniela Levin Cava?
Don't know.
Okay. Okay, let's see. And Raquel Regalado.
Oh no.
Francis Suarez.
Oh no.
Damian Pardo.
Oh no.
Christine King.
Oh no.
Manolo Reyes.
Oh no.
Eileen Higgins.
Oh No.
Thank you so much, Liz Mobani. If the general election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Neither.
Okay. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards?
Trump.
Donald Trump or, okay, you said Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot in this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor or of the measure or no against the measure. The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years or older to possess or purchase or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise. Allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, and manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Applies to Florida law, does not change or immune violations of federal law, establishes possessions limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, provides effective dates. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this constitutional amendment?
Yes.
Yes, in favor, okay? And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
Thank you. The second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and the ballot reads, no law should prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health and determined by the patient health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
Yes.
Yes, in favor. Thank you. And would you say yes, you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
I appreciate it. And there may also be City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor. And the ballot question reads, shall city amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 88 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive binding and require at no cost to city? Previously approved timeshare residences to become condominiums, increasing revenue to city, inclusion of office space and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
No.
No against, okay? And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Definitely.
Thank you. You will now be given some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. Creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove.
Will that be strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Reducing the overall amount of development. Would
what
you,
do you
approve?
Mean?
Would you approve or disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove, okay. Allowing office space to be included.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums.
Strongly disapprove.
I appreciate it. Moving on. We're almost done here. You will now be given a more detailed description of the Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off of the MacArthur Causeway between the City of Miami, mainland, and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and water from promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal will allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the City of Miami. It will also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters have previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollar will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Yes.
Yes in favor?
Right.
Okay, would that be definitely or probably in favor?
Definitely.
I appreciate it. In regard and regardless if you're of your position, what is the one thing that you like the most about what you just heard in your own words?
It's privately funded.
Use the right lane, right on Northwest 12th Street.
Thank you. I'm making some notes. I appreciate it. All right. And what is the one thing that you dislike the most about what you just heard, if there is anything?
Office buildings and stuff like that being built.
I'm so sorry. You were cutting off. I apologize.
Office buildings and things of that nature being built.
Okay.
You got it.
Thank you. What would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal? If it will make no difference, you can also indicate so. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
No difference. All right. Thank you. All right. There is another proposal that could appear on your November ballot. This proposal is also known is also on Watson Island and deals with Jungle Island. As you may know, Jungle Island, formerly known as Parrot Jungle, is an eco-adventure park. This proposal will authorize the construction of two residential towers and return the adventure park back to the city as a new public park for the city residents. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes.
definitely vote in favor or probably vote in favor.
Definitely.
Thank you. And lastly, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about the two potential proposals on Watson Island, Watson Harbor, and Jungon Island? I support both of these proposals on Watson Island. I support the Watson Harbor proposal, but not the Jungle Island proposal. I support the Jungle Island proposal, but not the Watson Harbor proposal. Or I oppose both of these proposals on Watson Island.
Support both.
Support both. Alrighty. I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. Just to be sure, we have a representative sample. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or did you vote for somebody else?
Somebody else.
Thank you. Do you think that Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
Too fast.
All right. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Neither.
Would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
All right. Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate from college or trade school, college graduate with associate of 2 degrees or 2-year degree, college graduate with bachelor's or 4-year degree or postgraduate degree?
4-year degree.
Thank you. Okay, these were all the questions that I had for you tonight. I thank you so much for your patience and for helping me out. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.